Yeah, I'm very excited for you to experience Rhetoric of Pop. Just to kind of explain a bit, Rhetoric of Pop is a segment that we do because we, as a team, believe that there's an argument in everything, and that includes pop culture and popular music. So we take a Billboard Hot 100 hit and listen to it. We'll listen to it in a second and then give it a rhetorical analysis after the break. So wonderful conversation. I certainly learned a lot. And I think it's fascinating how our work or your work as a tutor and those philosophies are very transferable to your work as a comedian. But this is another beautiful piece of work by the one Justin Bieber.
What about the word of the day, Ryan?
Okay, do you want a hint right now?
I want a hint right now so I can think
about
it.
I already forgot how to say the word.
Give it to Kate. We can't screw this up again.
Gagliardice.
That sounds good.
Can we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want the hint now?
Yeah.
Okay, Gagliardice is a noun and it's French and it can be found at a party.
Huh. Red Solo cup.
No. I doubt it.
Yeah, I also doubt it.
Fun.
Ooh. So Gagliardice, we will come back to Gagliardice. We will come back to ourselves.
And Jay Biebs.
After Justin Bieber plays us a little Love Yourself.
In all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something. You should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. For this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. Check us out at depaul.edu/writing. Brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, of course. I'm Ryan McQueenie, joined by the sleepy and good Kate Harrington.
Sleepy and good.
That's good to hear. And we are also joined today by a very special, very funny guest, Shelby Enlow. She's a tutor at the Writing Center and also an aspiring comedian. We'll say that because you didn't like the words improv extraordinaire. So we'll go with that. That was Jay Beebs. Love yourself.
Listen, this song has been at the top of the charts for weeks, yeah. And Ryan would really? Never let us do it.
Okay, and I know you're going to go crazy on this, so I want to do the second word of the day clue before this happens, because this might
before
just
get too excited.
Get out of control. So I want to give people time to simmer on it before we jump into this Jay Beebs just absolute jam.
Geraldine.
Galliardise. It's a noun and it's French, and it can be found at a party, and it's, oh, second hint, a stand-up comedy show. It is a stand-up comedy show.
Why would that be found at a party?
No, because it's not an adjective, so a stand-up comedy show isn't like this. Maybe it could be at a stand-up comedy show or involve stand-up comedy.
Drinks. Alcohol.
Laughter.
Drunkenness.
Good times.
Are those guesses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think those are any of those.
Okay. Just, what's
your guess?
There's
only booze at stand-up comedy shows. Well, I don't have a guess yet. I never early guess. You should know that by now. But if you guys have a guess, 773-325-7341.
Or?
Send us an owl through the Wizarding Mail service. No.
That was funny. I hope every week you come up with a new outdated and ridiculous way to contact us with your guesses.
You can tweet at us at #ScrawlRadio. Okay, that's word of the day. Now we can move on to the rhetorical analysis of love yourself. We do this because we think that there's an argument in everything, and that includes pop culture, includes popular music.
Includes Jay Beebs.
And it includes Jay Beebs' absolute hits. And yes, you're right. This has been lingering near the top of the Hot 100 for a very long time.
I think it's number two.
We've done so much Justin Bieber. So I didn't want to just have it be Jay Beebs every week, but finally this is the week.
Rhetoric of Justin Bieber.
The rhetoric of the Beebs. Hit me with it. Hit me with some questions.
What's the argument?
That you should love yourself.
But is it like a happy love yourself? Like
No.
This is like a
see, it's a backhanded love yourself.
A backhanded, hurt and wounded post breakup love yourself.
It's very exactly. It's a very snarky,
I identify with this.
It's certainly very snarky.
Oh yeah.
And I think the argument is like almost like, instead of love yourself, it's kind of like, who do you think you are? Like, get over me type of thing.
Yes. Good.
Mm-hmm. Stop wasting your time on me because I don't waste my time on you anymore.
Ugh.
Is kind of the argument.
What a beautiful analysis.
So then the
did.
Intended audience, I would say, would just be this ex-lover of his.
Selena Gomez. Who are we
I thought
kidding?
They were together.
It hurts me reading this. Like, ugh.
I thought they were back together.
I really don't think so.
Okay.
We can check
so
people
So intended
after
audience,
this.
Selena Gomez. Not to get too hyper-specific, but it's about one person in the world.
Right. But what he uses...
It makes you sick?
Oh, my heart hurts reading this. Anything about like bad breakups, I'm like,
yikes.
Get away from me.
So you're kind of, your emotions, right, are getting...
It's weird because the song, I didn't realize what the song was about until we started talking about it. And because I listen to melodies more because I'm a right brain person. But... it's weird because the song sounds so sweet. Like I told you on break, I thought it was Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, like thinking out loud.
He wrote it. I don't know if that matters.
But it does. It's very sweet sounding and very like laid back. Like, but you should like, but like, it's not a snarky love yourself, but it is.
Okay,
yeah,
so
he sings it like it's not. Yeah.
So that's probably intentional then, right? Is there's some sort of appeal to something in us that we kind of create this separation between this like happy-go-lucky, like melodic, upbeat kind of positive tune, but then the lyrics are kind of
snarky
and kind of
I think this comes from the idea that he's over it. You know, he can sing about it happily and kind of lightly because he's like, I don't really care. You know?
So you're thinking this is effective then, the way that he kind of juxtaposes the sound with the lyrics?
Oh, for sure. But to Shelby's point, you really have to pay attention to it or else you do think he's being nice. Except for the line, my mama don't like you and she likes everyone.
Right.
Which That's is a very huge, mean.
Right?
That's very mean.
He's wicked.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, then does this have room for improvement? Do we think that? How do we, okay, I like
personally,
to do
I
it
think
just,
it's a perfect song.
I like to do it just thumbs up, thumbs down as to whether this argument like makes sense and is effective. I'm going to give this one a thumbs up, which surprises me, but
baby, I'd be
Kate, if you had four hands, I feel like they would all be thumbsing up right now.
Four hands.
I think I'm a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Yeah. I think there is maybe some room for improvement, but, and I was going to kind of critique that whole, the sound doesn't match the vibe of the song, but
me too.
Talking but through it, I think it is really effective, actually. Effective way
He's
to
like,
kind of,
eh.
Yeah.
Love yourself, girl. Whatever.
Yeah.
Baby, I'll be moving on.
So we love you, Jay Biebs. Please release more jams so we can continue to do this.
This song is fine, actually. Just keep releasing this song over and over again.
So Galliardise, the word of the day. We need to finalize guesses.
Found at parties. A comedy show?
And it's also a French noun.
Wait, what is the second hint? It's found at a comedy show?
It's just a stand-up comedy show is the hint.
Robert is the worst.
Oh, so wait, could a stand-up comedy show be this? Like,
but it's
also
a noun.
It's found at parties.
So like a square is not a rectangle, or a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle isn't a square type of situation?
Interesting.
Just tell me, you've got me on the edge of my seat.
Ryan, what's your guess?
My guess is going to be laughter. Or like,
that makes sense.
Or giggles. Having a giggle.
Maybe it's like a center of attention kind of thing.
Wait, we have a guess. On the Twitter sphere.
Oh boy, who is it?
At Kevin Davis 13, who is my roommate.
Hey, what up, Kevin?
Shouts out. Anyone who tweets at us gets a shout out.
Yeah.
By the way, throwing that out there. But he says, I think it could mean laughter or joy, which is what I said. Same wavelength at my house.
But at a party.
Brainweave.
Okay. Quick.
Who? Shall we go?
What's my guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's laughter.
Laughter.
I'm going to say something like someone trying to make someone laugh.
Something that
along
make
that.
Any sense.
Be quiet.
Yep, it's laughter.
Is it really? Just
and
the word laughter?
Merriment. Or
merriment.
However you would pronounce that. But yeah, just kind of joy, laughter.
What
we
did you say?
It. I'm proud of everyone here. We all got it this
Yay.
Week. So now the time that makes me the most sad is here.
The
we have
end
to
of
say
the
goodbye.
Show.
So we'll end this week's episode how we end every episode of Scrawl Radio, which I'll say this has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to. Then we'll all say put it in writing. Okay. Can we handle this?
I can handle it.
This has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to
put it in writing.